Did you find a robot somewhere? Moy had never said such a bad word in front of any of her children before. It clearly shocked Forley, whose face was strained to keep from crying. He rubbed his eyes with his big hands as if they had been flooded with dust.
Ma, I... Mama...
Answer the question, honey. It is important. You know the truth will keep your punishment from being really bad. Did you find one? He nodded his head mutely. Take me to it. Right now. Although Moy had grown up with these woods and practically had the entire zone memorized from girls' militia training, the cave was a complete surprise to her. She vaguely recognized a number of boulders surrounding it, but they appeared to have been recently scattered. She figured they might have been moved by the recent earthquake. The cave opening was small. A rock larger than the opening was poised above it, with rock dust all around. It had caught on some roots, or it likely would have fallen over the opening without anyone being any the wiser. Forley slid down the opening feet first. Moy followed him, but more cautiously, bracing her arms against the cave walls. They shone their lights in the cold chamber. The rocks here were slick to stand on. She followed Forley to a turn in the tunnel and nearly went blind when her lamp struck the bright, sheer blue surface hidden in a nook about the size of a man. She turned down the lamp. Forley scratched his ear and shifted his feet absently. The thin chrysolite wall rose to her chest. Beyond that was the face of a dark-colored, antique robot. She blinked away a tear.
Did you break the chrysolite, Forley? This glassy stuff, did you break it?
He shrugged. So yes, who else has seen this?
Nobody,
he said glumly.
Who else have you told?
The girls, the older boys. None of them believe me, except Pascal, because he's stupid. Moy studied the antique face. There were marks in Old Continental. She recognized the characters, but not the words, except a few. Caden. Jagus. Servo. This thing, she said. It has algorithms in it.